It's Wednesday, and Get Well Wednesday. Our doctor this morning is Dr. Alan Rodney, board certified in medical oncology and hematology. And we're talking today about African Americans and blood clots.
Oh, boy.
Good morning, Dr. Alan Rodney.
Good morning, Tom.
All right. Blood clots and African Americans. We hear about this all the time. I was just watching the playoff games, and Chris Bosh was on.
Who's been suffering from him?
Yeah,
in his
lungs. Yeah. You know, we've heard about Serena with blood clots.
Yes.
Yeah, the guy with the Miller High Life commercial, Wendell Middlebrook, blood clots, and we all know somebody that's had blood clots problem. Are we as African Americans we suffer from blood clots more than any other group?
Yeah, Tom, that's an interesting thing to talk about. Thank you for inviting me. I want to help raise some awareness on both prevention and treatment in blood clots. Yes, in fact, there is some link, as described by at least one study, University of California, Davis, showed that African Americans have a higher incidence of both deep venous thrombosis and pulmonary embolism.
These are what we call blood clots.
Yes.
Yeah. Why is that, Doc?
Yeah, you know, that's not really studied so well. The answer is not so clear. It is seen that this is more prevalent, as for all people, after major events like surgery, trauma, or serious illness. That was highlighted more so in our people. But the answer of that is not so clear.
What about diabetes? Is diabetes one of the causes?
Diabetes is not a major cause. You know, diabetes and heart disease tend to be very linked in terms of arteries. The veins, instead, and the DVT, deep venous thrombosis and pulmonary embolism, the other side of the circulation is implicated. So more arterial disease we think about with diabetes primarily.
What are some of the signs we should look for, doctor?
That's a good question, Sybil. So for DVT, what we expect is that symptoms could be something like a swelling, usually of one leg or one arm primarily, or it's possible a person could have just tenderness, pain in the leg. The blood clot we call pulmonary embolism, the clots that involve the lung, patient might have sudden, unexplained shortness of breath, might have a sharp or stabbing kind of chest pain. That might even get worse with a deep breath. Sometimes people have just a simple fast heart rate or unknown reason issues otherwise about coughing up blood with no good explanation. So it's pretty diverse. But those are some of the important things to be aware of.
How can we prevent blood clots? How can we prevent blood clots, sir?
Yes. You know, there's several things to do to prevent blood clots. One is to recognize the symptoms, those things I just mentioned, so you can, you know, be aware of, both talk to your doctor or seek immediate medical attention if you have any of those symptoms. The other is just get up and move and be active. You know, patients who present in hospitals are certainly on protocols to try to minimize their risk. We know that people who are ill enough to be in hospitals or have surgeries have increased risk. We know people who are traveling and have prolonged immobilization, sitting in one position.
That's what I was gonna ask about. Yeah.
You know, if they don't move every few hours, you know, they have increased risk from that as well.
Do those travel socks work?
The travel spots?
Yeah, the socks.
The travel socks that people wear.
Oh, the socks.
Yeah.
You know, I think the best evidence is for moving, just keeping it active.
Keep it moving.
This question, what does this mean for women who experience them on their menstrual cycle or when they have fibroids?
I see. So very different is the idea of clotting outside of the veins. So we don't really put association between any kind of clotting process. Really, we're talking about the critical times, the ones that involve the veins. These are life-threatening pulmonary emboli, as are the, you know, kind of scarring and problems of the veins from the ones that happen in our legs and arms, the deep venous thrombosis.
Okay. All right.
And blood and birth control?
Birth control, as well as pregnancy and 6 weeks after, all have estrogen effects that increase your risk.
He's Dr. Alan Rodney. He'll be around for the next hour to answer your questions about African Americans and blood clots. Text your questions to the doctor at 646464. I worry about blood clots all the time.
Yeah, well, because you travel the way you
travel.
Do.
Yeah. And we travel,
Tom,
all the time.
Keep it moving.
Got to keep it moving, Tom.
All right.
Thank you, doctor. And thanks for helping us out on Get Well Wednesday.